Archbishop Desmond Tutu is in Birmingham for something called Rotary International, one of 20,000 people in the city this weekend for the centenary celebrations of Rotary International, which is a humanitarian group which meets up every year in a different country. BBC WM got the exclusive interview. Our reporter Andy Silk went to meet him.
Why are you here supporting Rotary International this weekend?
The most important is that I hope we can re-inspire young people to go out there, dream dreams, be idealistic and say it is possible for the world to be a different world, a world where poverty is history, where there is no war, where there are no hungry children, no children who die because they don't have the inoculations, cheap inoculations, but also to say thank you to Rotary for the fantastic work that it has done. They've nearly eradicated polio from almost every country except four in the world, and they are splendid work in promoting peace education. They have peace centers, they have peace fellowships and youth exchanges where they are trying to help young people at an early age to be involved in peacemaking.
The Rotary organisation is all about humanitarian work. What do you think is the biggest challenge that's facing humanity?
Poverty. But then, really, it is if we could spend more time as peaceful communities and not invest as much as we do in the armaments, this world would be a different place. And I think that if we can get to be peacemakers, we would be surprised at the world that emerges.
And this isn't your first trip to Birmingham. You were here 20 years ago at the Nelson Mandela School. What do you make of the city and its people?
Well, when we came then, there were people who were upset that the school could be named after Nelson Mandela, whom they castigated as a terrorist. How wrong can you be? But I also think, about the fact that the last Anglican bishop here was black, and he's moved on to become Archbishop of York, and so there must be something in Birmingham's water.
Now, you have been a father, I think, four times over. Is that right? You have four children.
Yes, yes. It's and seven grandchildren.
And seven grandchildren.
Yes, we've been fruitful and multiplied.
It is Father's Day this weekend.
Is it? And my wife hasn't told me. She's not told me it is Father's Day.
Oh. What does it mean to you to be a father?
It's just fantastic. You know, when our first child was born, I felt a little like God. I think most of us, it's one of the most incredible moments to think that this cuddly thing, you've been, in a sense, responsible for letting it come into the world. It's an incredible experience. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Archbishop Tutu, thank you very much.
Yeah. Archbishop Desmond Tutu talking exclusively to BBC WM. If you want to hear that again, of course, you can...